試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2023年度第2回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet,Find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer.And mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
Why are you reading that paperback book, Dad? I just gave you an e-reader for your birthday.
I already finished the book you downloaded for me.
There's more where that came from.And there are a lot of free ebooks on the internet.
Yeah, I know. But downloading them is the problem.
I'm always happy to help, Dad.
That would be great. And while you're at it, can you show me how to make the letters bigger on the reader?
Of course.
Question. What is the man's problem?
Number 2.
It's nice to see you coming to yoga class more regularly, Jose.
Yeah, I've been getting into it a little more lately. Still, the poses don't seem to get any easier.
Be patient with yourself. Change happens gradually.
Sometimes I feel embarrassed because the other students are so much more flexible.
Don't worry about comparing yourself with anyone.Yoga is a holistic mind and body practice, not a competition.
I'll try to keep that in mind next time I fall over in class.
Question. What will the man probably do?
Number 3.
Have you met the new boss?
I have.We discovered we're from the same hometown. We even went to the same high school, though she was a few years ahead of me.
Small world! What did you think of her?
She's very knowledgeable about the publishing business. She has some interesting plans, and that's what our division needs.
Well, that's exciting. We need a supportive leader.
Question.What is one thing we learn about the new boss?
Number 4.
Why are all of your clothes piled up on the bed?
I'm sorting through them to see which items I want to donate.
Didn't you do that about a month ago for a school fundraiser? It's not like your size has changed since then.
No, but the community center is gathering clothes for a family who just had a house fire. They lost everything.
That's terrible. Do they need men's clothes? I could part with a few items myself.
Question. Why is the woman giving away her clothes?
Number 5.
Did you see the latest newsletter? It seems our merger with Evans Real Estate is now official.
I'm dreading moving our offices, but I admit it makes sense.
I agree. We've been working with their agents for years. This will just reduce our operating expenses and strengthen our market position.
Yeah, but I've heard that some of our staff have decided to leave to work on their own.
I think the merger is just convenient timing for them. They've wanted to become independent for a while.
Well, I'll still be sad to see them go.
Question. What is one thing the man says about the merger?
Number 6.
What do you think about installing solar panels on our roof? The initial costs are a little high, but we'd save a lot on energy bills.
Well, panels are becoming more efficient, and they're eco-friendly. But I don't think they'd be a good match for us.
Why not?
It would take something like 15 years to make our money back on the investment. But we won't be living in this house that long.
But wouldn't solar panels make the place worth more when we sell it?
Not by much. By then, our panels would be outdated.
Question. What does the man say about solar panels?
Number 7.
Could you have a look at this translation, Jared?
Sure. Is it the one that Mickey did for LTR Chemicals?
Yes. Please give it extra attention because they are very particular about accuracy. We can't afford to lose them as a client.
Okay. Is the deadline urgent?
No. We're ahead of schedule and still have a few days until it's due. Mickey has a tendency to rush to get things back to me quickly, even though I ask her to take her time.
Okay. I'll give it a thorough check.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 8.
Honey, the travel agent just called. He said the cruise is nearly sold out, so we have to decide soon.
Actually, I've been having second thoughts. I was looking at reviews on several websites, and there seem to be a lot of dissatisfied customers.
Really? A few of the ones I saw were very positive. Well, we don't have to go. I just think you should get some kind of reward for working so hard lately.
How about increasing our budget a bit and booking a cruise with a better reputation?
Okay, I'll talk to the agent.
Question. Why is the man worried about their holiday?
Number 9.
Did you watch the season finale of Shield Force last night?
Of course! I thought that was the best episode of the entire season.
What did you think of the scene where Agent Martinez was revealed to be the traitor?
That was such a shocker. I was so sure it was going to be Agent Turner, but the way they explained it made perfect sense.
Totally. The writing on that show is just fantastic.
I can't wait to see what happens next season.
Question. What do the speakers imply about Shield Force?
Number 10.
I've been thinking about assigning Mark to manage the new software project.
Do you think he can handle it? I know he's bright, but he's only been with the firm for 18 months.
Well, I was originally considering Genevieve, but she's really got her hands full these days. That leaves either Mark or Yasuhiro.
In that case, I guess we have no choice but to give it to Mark. The last time we put Yasuhiro in charge of a project, things quickly went off the rails.
Question. What does the woman imply about Mark?
Number 11.
Hey, did you take Professor Ritter's Politics 302 class last semester?
Yeah. Some of the lectures were interesting, but I wouldn't really recommend it.
Oh, I heard it involves a lot of reading. Was that the problem?
Actually, the workload seemed reasonable to me. My issue was that when she was marking papers, Professor Ritter seemed to favor students who share her political views.
Oh, really?
If I were you, I'd sign up for Professor Tamura's or Professor Wilson's class instead.
Question. What is the man's opinion of Professor Ritter?
Number 12.
We need to do something about the dogs. Their barking is becoming a real problem.
I don't know. Most dogs bark at strangers, no?
Yes, but ours bark every time someone goes past the house. We'll get complaints from the neighbors if this keeps up.
Well, we've already tried every training method we could find online. I'm not sure what else we can do.
I think we should hire a proper dog trainer. I know it'll be expensive, but it'll be worth it for some peace and quiet.
I guess you're right.
Question. What will the man and woman probably do?